Trevor Linden's in the house. He's got some friends he's going to introduce us to in a moment as well. But first things first, Rick Dhaliwal, this better be good.
A lot of pressure. Dhaliwal doesn't like a crowd. We've got cameras. We've got everything, Dhali. Handle it.
Hey, get Trevor's mic on. What's going on here?
You got me?
Is it on?
Yeah, Rick gets the first one.
Yeah.
Wow, off the top.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't like pressure, too.
He's our Ricky Henderson. Wow.
Yeah. It's nerve-wracking to do
beat a
cast
sweat
with
coming off his
you
forehead.
In here.
Oh, I know. Yeah, just stare at him because he hates it, right? Just stare
Trevor,
at him.
Trevor, I've been asking for better wingers for about...
Yeah, I can see that.
And as a centerman, you know wingers are important. I don't have it.
Are you just ragging the puck
right
now?
Do what we can, man. We do what we can. Dump and chase.
All right, the Canucks continue their road trip in Pittsburgh tomorrow night after back-to-back wins in Florida. Forward Elias Pettersson, a concussion after getting thrown to the ice by Florida defenseman Mike Matheson. Matheson's got to talk to the NHL's Department of Safety today. Coach Travis Green says, hey, we're not going to go after him. And he elected not to get retribution on Matheson.
It's a 3-2 hockey game. There's 12 minutes left. None of our, you know, you're talking about a guy that's had one fight in his career. I don't think he's known as a dirty player. And you know, you're in a hockey game. You just don't go start chasing people around the rink.
Trevor, you fought. You played the game. If you were on the ice with what happened, what would you have done?
I think there was, 10 minutes left in the game?
Yep. 2-2, third?
2-2. I mean, you as a player, you instinctively think about winning. I listened as I drove in today. I mean, the opportunity may not present itself in the last 10 minutes of a game. And you know, the guys want to win. Obviously, many of them may not have seen what happened. There's a time and place. And obviously, at that juncture in the game, I think the guys are focused on winning.
Wow. Okay. And you were one of the best players on the team. And if somebody elbowed you in the head, you would want teammates to protect you as well, right? And you did that for
but
others.
But as a rookie, too. As a rookie. Young guy. Don't you think someone just a hit or something later on? Don't have to fight him or anything, but just
yeah,
let
you
be
can
known.
Do that. But you got the how do you know that didn't happen? It's got to present itself. How do you know what was said on the ice? Like I said, the situation has to present itself. And if you go out of your way, you're running around. You lose your composure. I mean, that's not good either. So, you know, I think that for Elias, you know. What bothered me was obviously the hit was okay, but it was retribution for getting beat out of the corner.
Yeah, right.
It was.
He's
and he's a skilled player, and Matheson knew it. So, and you let the league deal with it. Hopefully, they do the right thing, and the guys can feel right that he paid a price for what happened. It's never going to measure up to, Elias being injured. Hopefully, it's not too severe, and he's back soon.
But is that not? Today feels like it's an opportunity for the league to help change a culture in the sense that, I mean, if you played the game for a long time, roughly 20 years or so, I can't think of a time where a play like that was a suspendable hit. But now player safety is actually saying, hey, look, we're going to have a phone hearing on this now.
Yeah,
right?
It's way different. The game has changed. Keep in mind, guys, that player type is changed too, but... That's Matheson's job. He needs to get in people's faces, intimidate, make it hard for skilled players. And there's lots of guys in the league that have made a great living doing that and earned their career doing that. But so there's a fine line between being hard and then crossing the line. And the line is probably crossed here. And it's unfortunate that it happened to Elias. And you just hope that he's back soon.
Here's the situation that everyone went to on social media, and very rarely Trevor Linden joins us in studio. It's the exact same thing from last year where Brock, your outstanding rookie, gets hit from behind and everyone gets disappointed. Eric Sertin, he says, I would have done something different. It's one of those fair things where all of a sudden it happens exactly again. Do you understand the fans going, oh, yeah, hey, we saw that last year. We didn't get a response. We signed some guys who are more gritty.
Right, Trevor Lewis is not he's a pretty honest, straight-up player. When you watch the replay, they were actually killing a penalty. He got a little low on him, gave him a shot in the back. I don't think it was, it was just, it was in the course of the game. It was, obviously he got a little, Lewis got a little bit too aggressive there, took a penalty. The best retribution there is they scored right after.
And he was on the ice.
I think that you can't take these incidents, when you look at some of the greatest teams, in the game, they don't have, The days of the enforcer are gone. That, and I don't even think that works anymore. It worked in the 80s when games meant less, in the early 90s. But now, guys are paid too well. They need to do their jobs. Mm-hmm. They don't not going to have to answer the bell or fight or whatever. And it's a changing dynamic. And if you think that, an enforcer, what happened to Brock last year and the response was exactly what you want to see. Ripped it home. They won the game. And I didn't think it was a real dirty play by Trevor Lewis. I think that he got a little too aggressive on it, but it was within the game. This was a bit different for me.
Yeah. Rick, did you hear everything he just said there?
Right.
Because you want Tom Sestito to come back.
Your buddy Cliff Ronning tweeted yesterday that if Gino Ojic was there, that wouldn't have happened, Trevor.
That's 25 years ago.
Yeah, I know, but he tweeted that, though. So that mentality is still there.
I don't agree with that because today – and I'm going to reference someone who I played with who I liked a lot, Matt Cook, and he was a good player. When the Matt Cook-type player, and he was a hell of a player, is that the game changed because those guys that played that way, they didn't need to – their job was to disrupt the skilled players. Right. And the enforcer – didn't matter anymore because I'm not going to fight the enforcer anyway. So the role of enforcer has decreased, to the point now where it's gone. It doesn't matter anymore.
Are you done your update now or what?
Yeah, he's finished. Yeah?
When you drafted Pettersson, did you think he'd be doing this in year one? Be honest.
Well, I mean, when you talk to Judd and Ronnie, I mean they loved him, and when you watched him last year, he was doing things that. Many do, and I mean his release on his shot. I think the thing that his playmaking ability, his vision, is one thing, but his release is incredible. He gets it up so quick, and special player. He's got a chance to be real special.
Trevor Linden in studio with us here on Sportsnet 650. You have your partner in crime, Alan Latham, and Alan. I want to hear all from you in just a moment here because you've obviously won this guy over. But Trevor, just before we get to Alan and you together with this new exciting adventure. This is the first time we've had a chance to talk to you publicly since it all went down 3 months ago, you leaving the team. And so what's your message to everybody listening right now? Because this kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I think for me, I just thankful. I really felt in my role as president of the Canucks that I was representing the Canuck fans of BC. And it was just an awesome thing to do, and I loved every minute of it. And having said that, you look forward to the future, and I've got a one-year-old son that I get to spend a whole lot of time with, and of course with Orange Theory Fitness, Club 16, and just life in general. I've got lots to look forward to and lots going on. So I'm really excited about the future. I've still very much connected to the team, just in watching and following and talking to some of the guys, and so. I'm just thankful for the opportunity.
Francesco was in here last week, and when we asked about your situation, he wished you well, but said it's kind of like a marriage. Sometimes things change. So if we use that analogy, your time, it surprised everyone when the announcement was made. Was this a strained relationship? Strained in the sense that there was a lot of back and forth that maybe we didn't know because it caught us by surprise. How would you categorize the relationship?
I appreciate the question. I'm not gonna get into the nuts and bolts of my relationship with the Aquilini family. I will say this: I loved being part of the team. I loved representing the Vancouver Canucks as president, and I wish them well. Certainly, a lot of good friends. In the organization and lots of things I miss about being part of it. And there's some things I don't miss. So at the end of the day, I've got lots to look forward to in the next journey of my life.
I appreciate that. And can I ask just this one? It caught everyone by surprise. What is it? Was it something you had been thinking about for a while?
I think that, sometimes you look forward and you can kind of see the writing on the wall. And I think there was a bit of that. I think it's it always works out for the best at the end. And I think this is a situation that did. I've got lots going on and looking forward to it.
Speaking of looking forward to it, we look ahead now to the future with what you got going. You got your partner in crime here, Ellen. Tell me about Ellen and what this is all about
here
for you.
You know, this is a hockey crew here, but Ellen is like the guru of fitness in the United States. She's the creator and founder of Orange Theory Fitness, which is a fitness revolution that started in Florida down there in Fort Lauderdale.
Hence the tan.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And she's loving our weather here today. So
did you bring this here?
Yeah. This
Thank
weather.
You, Ellen.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, so Alan created Orange Theory Fitness, which has grown quickly to over 1,000 clubs around the world. We are opening our 8th club on Cambion 13th in January and follow that up with Broadway. I don't think that's been announced yet. I think I just blew it.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah. You know what? You got to figure out the new job here.
And I will say this. It is I did an Orange Theory class several years ago, loved it so much, went to my fitness partner, said, listen, we got to bring this to BC. It's the best one-hour workout you will ever do. It's a terrific product, and if you get a chance, give it a try.
You put me through one last
there
year,
we go.
Actually, last fall, where yes. we tried an opportunity at the one down at the waterfront, down by the convention center, and
it's all heart rate, isn't it?
It was like 800, and I think it was like 850 calories in about an hour, and it was like, wow, okay, I totally justified like poutine. And what's the method to the madness behind it here, Ellen?
Yeah, so you know, it's based on science. We say we're kind of the trifecta of fitness. We're science based, technology track, and coach inspired. So just like a great team. So science backed. It's based on EPOC, excess post exercise oxygen consumption, which basically means that you not only burn a lot of calories in the workout like you did, but you create an oxygen debt because of the heart rate interval training we do. So you have to pay back that debt. So you get an extra 20% of caloric burn in the 24 hours after the workout. So it becomes extremely efficient metabolically.
So you're still burning calories after the workout.
Correct.
When you're eating your poutine, you're burning calories.
You're like a turkey. You're turkey. You're still cooking after you're out of the oven.
Exactly.
See, is this an extension of Club 16 then?
You know, Club 16 is a standalone brand which has been super successful and people love it. This is a more individualized, personalized. So there's 24 guests, one coach in each studio, in each class, and it very much complements it. It's you know, we've got them side by each, and people are members at both and love both, and they, you know, and they are both get people to their fitness goals. And Orange Theory for me is you know, for the person who's like everyone, busy, kids, work, you know, in and out in an hour. Amazing workout. Group fitness is such a powerful thing because you're inspired by the people around you. And, you know, whether you're just starting your fitness journey or you're an elite athlete, you can do this workout. And that's what's great about it. Whatever level you're at, the workout can be tailor-made to that. And so that's what's and it's, I call it affordable personal training. I mean, for $16-$18 a class, you can get in, get out, and have an amazing workout inspired by the people around you. So it's a great product. We're excited about it. Great to have Ellen here from Florida. And that's one of the things I'm looking forward to.
Is this becoming a global brand then here now?
It
Ellen?
Is. We are. We're in 18 countries. We'll be in 22 very, very soon. This workout is done in 8 different languages. Which ones? We've got. It's
English,
done in Japanese. It's done in Spanish. It's done in several languages that I do not speak.
It's done in Canadian and American.
Too. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I can speak both those.
Spin harder, eh? Yeah. Go harder, eh?
It's the Canadian. You know,
pucks in deep. Pucks in deep when you're on the treadmill.
The real important thing is we've really made fitness simple for people. It's very complex. Unless you walk into a gym and you know what to do, you're not really getting grandioso results. Because you know, how much cardio do I need? How much weight training? How do you put power in my body?
That's it.
It's all figured out. The routines are designed by a professional team fitness group of professional fitness individuals at our corporate office. I have a clinical exercise physiologist that helps oversee it. And then we send the same workout to over 1,000 studios. So we're not just making up workouts. We're doing very sound, tested, physiologic, metabolic-based workouts. And the results that we've been getting are off the chart. I've been doing this for 40 years. I've been in the business.
You don't look
so
it.
You kind of...
Good for you.
I like these guys.
Oh, that's why, Trevor. Thank you.
What do you... It's just amazed me at the kind of quick results that are developing out there.
All right.
Trevor, you don't walk this street without everybody knowing who you are. What's that been like for the last couple of months?
It's been great. I mean, I've been in Vancouver for 30 years now, and every phase of my career, whether I was just starting, when I left, and when I came back, and then when I retired, and when I came back as president, the people have been super supportive and appreciative of. I've always just tried to be honest, tried to work hard, tried to do the right thing. And I think people have understood that. And it's not always been perfect. It's not always been right. But people have been amazing and appreciative. And so it's been a really good transition the last 3 months.
How is it not an opportunity? Like, there's a civic election here next week. And do you ever get asked to run?
You know, it's interesting. I told my wife many years ago that I'd never go in politics because that would be too intense. And I think being president of the Canucks might be worse. You know, when you think about it, there's more touch points more scrutiny as being president, manager, coach of the Vancouver Canucks than there is in any, political forum because you're everything you do is scrutinized left, right, and center, right? So that's one of the things I definitely won't miss.
Trevor, and you got a job here in the morning show. Whenever you want to, just let me know. We'll make the trade.
Right, we'll move.
It'll be a
guy.
One for two.
He's
out.
It'll
be a one for two. We'll make the deal. Don't worry about it. You're not going to miss the media sometimes. In a Canadian market, Trevor, the media can eat you alive, and you know it.
You know, I've always had a ton of respect for the job that you folks do and the guys do and tried to – the only thing I've ever said is that if – you know, your opinion's your opinion, and that's part of it. But if there's something factually incorrect, I'm gonna make sure that you understand just the facts. And other than that, I'll never complain about your opinion. But I've always had a good relationship with the guys, but sure, I mean it's hard. It's hard to take at certain times take the criticism and the scrutiny. And there's some long nights and some long days, but it was all part of it.
But there are some guys that you would like to buy a one-way ticket out of town for.
at the end of the day, they're people just doing their job, working hard, and trying to, create an audience.
It's a win-loss business. Can I just ask you one more? What are you most happy about? I mean, you didn't get enough wins when you were in control. But what are you most happy about with how you left this team? Why is it better?
Because I think I left it in a better place than I found it. You know, I think at the end of the day, I recognize exactly the spot we were coming into this thing and the whole continuum of how teams are built and how they need where and how they need to get to where they need to be. When I think about Brock's season last year was outstanding. This guy's going to be – he's a special kid and a great player. And then Elias following that up and some of the other young players, I think about Adam and Cole Lind and – Jonathan Dahlin and Ole, and even now you think about Will Lockwood. I'm super excited about in Michigan. If he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be a guy that's going to make a difference. So the other thing that I'm most proud of is just the impact I had on the organization and some of the people that I worked with and the feedback that I got from them and those are things that were rewarding. For sure, and it was at the end of the day, there's highs and lows for sure. But I always say you go through tough times, and it makes you better, and you understand yourself better. So I feel that way about this.
Thanks for doing this morning.
Yeah, thanks,
appreciate
man.
Coming
good to
in
be with
so
you guys.
Early.
For sure.
We have people complaining, going, "Why is it 6 o'clock in the morning?" Because this is fitness people.
Yeah, exactly.
You've already done a workout as a view, right?
Does that include like eating poutine and
exactly,
all that?
James? Since you're such an OTF guy, we'll get a what time are you on the air? 5:30.
5:30 till 9. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll get a 4 o'clock Orange Theory fitness class.
Yeah,
4 a.m. class.
Alan,
there you go.
You know, working on Eastern time, I can get down with that. If people want more information on this, where can they find a website?
Orange3fitness.com. Like I said, we've got 8 studios in the Lower Mainland so far, and gonna make more. And come try it. I guarantee you'll love it.
Congratulations. Nice to see you again. And just real quick as we go, does Matheson get the suspension?
For sure. I would assume so.
What do you
so.
Think? One, two?
I think there's probably a couple. Upwards, high end is 4. I think it's probably 1 or 2. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks very much. Trevor Linden, Alan Latham, Orange Theory Fitness. and poutine for everybody because you can justify it after their workouts, right? Trevor and Ellen joining us this morning here on Sportsnet 650.
This is a tough turn after having Trevor and Ellen here and talking about fitness, because now we've got to open up the phone lines for the Panacook contest and have some breakfast.
Ain't messing around with that. Yeah. That's why you do it, right?
Yes,
there
exactly.
you go.
We are playing. Name that like the Panacook contest. Give us a call right now at 604-280-0650. Your chance to win a free breakfast on us. If you're up early, we'll do that right now. 604-280-0650. We ask you a question of a Vancouver Canuck. You know the answer. It's multiple choice, and we pass on a gift certificate to you. We had the Panacook come in here the other day. It was very good.
We did.
Panacook's are good. Those are good Panacooks.
Oh, see, they're loving that. That
do you eat? Is that like a cheat meal for you? Or
that's why after I go to Orange Theory Fitness, I go to Panacook.
There you go.
Right next door.
Because you're still burning the calories off.
Hey, you burn it because it's free, right? Yeah. It's free. Just get in there within 5 minutes and you can, you know.
That's exactly it. 604-280-0650.
It's a $50 gift certificate. We give you the answer. It's one multiple choice question, and it's as simple as that.
It's as simple as that. Darcy, here's your chance. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you. Your chance to win an opportunity to go to the Panacook. Here's the question for you. It's very simple. We asked Eric Gabranson, who was your favorite NHL team growing up? Is it the LA Kings, the Montreal Canadiens, or the Edmonton Oilers? Eric Gabranson, you got one of three chances. Darcy, what do you think?
I'll go with Montreal, being an Eastern boy.
Yeah, you know, that's the philosophy.
I was a big Habs fan growing up, so...
Well done, Darcy. You've got yourself a Panacook. Go have an Orange Theory Fitness class and then have a double Panacook on us. Appreciate it. Stay on the line. We'll get all the information.
Great. Thanks.
Hey, and you know, talk about Montreal Canadiens. Former Montreal Canadian great Trevor Linden, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or former Washington Capitol great
yes.
Trevor Linden, right?
New York Islander.
New York Islander, yes.
One of the only. NFL, we'll get into that with our NFL insider. Normally, Mike Lombardi joins us, our Monday morning quarterback, at 6 o'clock, but obviously we made room for him for somebody else. And so Mike will join us just after 7 o'clock this morning. Corey Hirsch drops by at 8. Brad May, 7:30. We are absolutely loaded here this morning here on the starting lineup.
And remind everybody, your chance to go to Osoyoos, a retreat at the Watermark. Just head on right now. It's Ronald McDonald's house. We started. The auction started at 6 a.m., ends at 6 p.m. You go to Sportsnet 650. /650. Mr. Linden, as we said, good thing there were no cell phone cameras when we met as teenagers in Penticton. They will have a classier trip to the Oklahoma.
For you, I was fine.
Oh, yeah. And that's when it's time to end the interview
right
now.
That's it.
On that
Thanks,
note, guys. We say thank you to Trevor and Ellen.